studio.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of Praise 107.9 or its parent company, Delmarva Educational Association.
Welcome to Infusion, Prophetic Moment Live Open Forum Radio Broadcast. Here are Americus Cheney, Apostle of Sons and Daughters of Elijah Covenant Fellowship, and Dr. Clarice Cheney, Senior Pastor of Soul Harvest Ministries.
Well, good evening. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you. This wonderful evening.
Amen. This is Sons and Daughters of Elijah Covenant Fellowship, Prophetic Live Open Moment, Amen, Forum, Radio Talk Show. Amen. And I'm your host, co-host, Americus Cheney.
Amen. I'm Dr. Clarice Cheney, your host. Amen. Soul Harvest Ministries, praise God. We're glad to be back with you again. It's an awesome day, amen. And it's a blessed day, praise God. And we have an awesome, praise God, subject we're going to talk about today, praise God. And we do welcome you to call in as well. You can call us at 904-831-1079, praise God. We open it up for prayer as well, amen. But what we're going to talk about today is pray more, talk less, amen. Pray more, talk less. You know, that's for all of us. Amen. We all fall under that, whether we think we do or not. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. And I'm coming from a scripture. The scripture I'm coming from is Proverbs 10:19. When words are many, sin is not absent. But he who holds his tongue is wise. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Amen. And you know, we have to look at prayer as something that we need. Glory to God. Amen.
Yes, yes.
It's just, I always say, it's just like we wake up in the morning, we always say we're gonna drink water, we're gonna eat. We have to feed our bodies with nutrients and different foods, praise God. And if we don't eat the proper foods, start other elements start happening in our body, wow, praise God. Amen. So think about it. If we don't pray, praise God, amen. If we don't pray, glory to God, just like our body needs air to survive, well, our spirit needs the oxygen of the Holy Spirit to survive.
Yes.
If we look at it just that deep, we will realize that we need to pray more, talk less. Amen.
Amen.
Most of us prefer to talk more about a situation and pray less. Come on, we're honest. Mm. We can talk and talk about it, but come on. If you ever consider, maybe I should just stop talking about it and pray and allow the Holy Spirit to lead me and guide me and direct me. Amen. And think about Jesus. He was the model of prayer. What did he do, praise God? He wake up early in the morning and he went to pray, amen. He prayed. He got away from everybody. He went into a quiet area and he prayed. He went to the mountains to pray, amen.
Yes.
And he spent the night there in prayer to his God, amen.
Yes, amen.
To God, to his Father, amen. Glory to God, amen. And praise God. And when he went, amen, he even called his disciples, praise God, to go with him, praise the Lord. But you know, when he got ready to make that decision to God, his disciples, who the ones that's the 12 disciples that he made apostles, he even seek his daddy on that, on God on that, amen?
Amen.
So when he got ready to make that decision that he made, he talked to his Father, amen.
Amen.
So think about it. When we got to make some serious decisions in our lives, we need to talk to our daddy. Amen.
Amen.
Stop spending all those hours talking, worrying, looking on Facebook, looking on internet, trying to find the answer. Amen. Well, all the time, all you need to do is pray.
Yes.
And stop talking about it. Amen.
Amen.
So God can fix it for you. Praise God. I thank God, praise God, and my husband, Americus, praise God, Apostle Americus in the studio today, and we're going to, praise God, I'm going to ask him some questions. He's going to, praise God, be a blessing to you in praying, amen. And remember, you can also call in 904-831-1079, amen. Amen, Apostle, praise God. Why is daily prayer important?
Daily important because when we pray, when we seek the face of God, the Bible says men shall always pray.
Yes.
And pray without ceasing.
Yes.
Prayer is a part of devotion, it's a part of worship.
Yes.
When we pray to the Lord, it's a communication unto the Father. We let our requests and our petition be known unto him with thanksgiving. And
yes.
So Jesus went away oftentimes to pray. That quiet time with him. And so it's very important that we have that communion, that is that fellowship,
yeah.
that we have that communion, that knowing, that intimacy with Abba Father.
Yes, I love that. And when you say, you have you ever heard people sometimes, you tell them to pray, and the first thing they say, I don't already pray. I don't pray. You know, when they kind of have that attitude, when they felt like they don't already pray, there ain't nothing happening.
And that's the they see something and then they believe. You never see it, then believe. You believe before you see it.
I love that.
And a lot of
times
what we do is that we have this mindset differs from what the Bible says. It's by faith.
Yeah.
And when you say, well, I've already prayed, then you're still saying that I gave God a specific timing. And so you limit God because that's what basically you're saying. Well, I've already prayed about it. Well, the Bible said, continue seeking, you shall continue to seek and you shall find.
Yes.
Continue to knock, keep on knocking, and the door shall be opened up unto you.
Yes.
And see, and that's the problem, is still the lack of faith or the mindset of seeing before we believe, other than believing before we see it.
Amen. So what you basically saying, when we pray, we need to believe what we're praying when we pray.
Yes, the Bible says, believing that you have received already.
Yes.
And then you shall have these things. When you believe it already, you shall have these things.
Amen.
And then not only that, you with thanksgiving, you know.
Yes, love that. Amen. What would you say, praise God, the key to a effective prayer?
Oh, wow. That's powerful because the Bible says the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And see, and so when we become fervent in righteousness first, knowing that we're right standing, not just being perfect, but in him that we're righteous.
Yes.
And that's the problem. We're trying to be righteous. Yes, we have to be holy. Amen. But he called us to be holy. The Bible says, follow peace with all men, holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. We understand that, be ye holy, therefore I am holy.
Yes.
But knowing that he has made us righteous, and because we are righteous in him, then we can boldly go before the throne of grace. And we can ask him because he's already provided for us in these things. And that's the difference. You know, continue to ask, but be in the right standing. If you're in sin, sin is a faith killer. It'll cause you to be impaired. You will not have the confidence of faith when you come to Abba Father, having the consciousness of sin.
Yes.
See, when you understand that he has purged you from all the fruits of the unrighteousness, then you will have confidence in him. The Bible said that when we pray, it said when we pray the will of God, and in this we have confidence. And I'm paraphrasing where those that are listening could have understanding.
Yes.
Is that when you pray the will of God and you speak those words out of your mouth, there's confidence that he hears you. Why? Because you are praying the will of the Father.
Yes.
Amen. And so that's why it's different.
I love that. I love that. Amen. So you basically saying, praise God, when you pray, your prayers need to be right. You can't pray something that's not the will. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I mean, this may sound funny, but this happened years ago. You know, sometimes people pray, like you say, you have to be the will of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're praying, and like I said, this happened many years ago. They said, well, I'm praying because I know that's my husband. But if that's you, but you know it's your husband, but then he with somebody else.
Mm.
That's not the will of God.
That's
how that's your husband when they with someone else.
Well, it's called charismatic witchcraft and prayer.
Thank you. my God.
Because you're coveting.
Yeah.
You're coveting someone.
Yes.
It's the difference from admiring
that's
a person and say, man, you know, they got a beautiful wife or they got a husband, and you admire
my
it.
God, yes.
But when you become, there's two things. You can become jealous,
mm-hmm.
then you can covet them, and when you're jealous, then you're murdering your brother. Yes. And so or your sister, when you say, man, I wish I had that, they don't deserve it and all that, you're murdering. Then you're coveting, and when you covet, you're lusting. And the Bible says if you look upon a man or a woman, if you're married and lust after them, one of the reasons why you commit adultery because you're coveting them. And we shall not covet neither your neighbor's wife or ox and whatnot.
But it's awesome that you said what you said because, like I said, that happened many years ago, and people really believe that stuff, what I just said to you, and it's not right. So they need to know. No, you don't pray. That's not God's will right there. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
We thank God for seeing, amen, prophet, amen. Evans just came into the studio.
Amen.
Praise
you,
the
sir.
Lord. Glory to God. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
It's good to see you. Praise God. Prophet Evans, the prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. Amen.
Amen.
It's powerful and effective. Praise God. Apostle Cheney just got to talking about the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avail as much. I love that. Amen. Can you just expound on the prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective, and just go into how is it powerful and effective for
it's
the people?
And effective.
Amen.
The word itself is righteous.
Amen.
So when you're praying the word,
yes,
you're praying in righteousness.
Yes.
That makes it powerful and effective.
Yes.
You just can't say a number of words and that'd be a prayer. No.
Amen.
You're praying the word.
You're praying the word. I love that. The word by itself is powerful. I love that. Amen.
I wanted to say this right here. This is found in Matthew 12:34. Can I?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I said this is when Jesus would begin to speak to the Pharisees and Sadducees. He said, you are a bunch of evil snakes. Excuse me, in the contemporary English version.
Yes.
So how can you say anything good? Your words show what is in your heart. The King James Version, the next, it says this here.
Yeah.
A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But I tell you that everyone will have to give account on the day of judgment for every empty word they have spoken. Then it says, for by your words you will be acquitted. This is in the NIV. And by your words you will be condemned or snared.
Yes.
And so out of our hearts, it's so careful.
Glory.
That we begin to, excuse me, I was coughing a little bit, amen, and my throat, that should have been hydrated, drink a little water, amen, but
amen.
What happens is out of our heart, because the love that we're connected with God is not like how it's supposed to be.
Yes.
See, and so we begin to speak out of it. If it's of the love of God, then we speak the words of God because God is love.
Yes.
If it's an intent of the heart, which is evil, in other words, Jesus was telling them, you speak as your father speaks.
Yes.
See, and that's,
glory,
you're speaking like your dad. You know,
in the
beginning, he was a murderer and he was a liar.
Yes.
You know?
But you know, that's awesome that you said that, because a lot of times, you know, they had a old saying, little slang back in the day, you know, well, not probably not that far back. They say, well, what would Jesus do? And sometimes we have to take a look at that. If somebody calls us to get angry, you know, say something that gonna, you know, hit a nerve, what we say, hit a nerve, you have to think about, well, what would Jesus do? Amen. Would he say certain things to them, or would he just look past it and just ignore them? Amen.
Amen.
And us picking up the attributes of him, like you just said, we have to do what did your daddy do? Amen. Somebody may say something to you that seems like they're cursing you, but you turn around and you bless them. That's what Jesus did. Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, we are Prophetic Infusion. We're focusing today on pray more, talk less. Amen. We want you to call in. Our number is 904-831-1079. If you need prayer for anything, we're here in the studio today ready to pray for you. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. I'm going to send this question to Prophet. Praise the Lord. Glory to
Amen.
God. Amen. Prophet, is it possible for our prayers to be self-centered?
Yes.
Amen.
When you're praying for yourself, your family, and that's just us three and no more, that's self-centered.
That's self-centered. Amen.
God requires us to have a global view, a world view.
Yes.
So when we're praying for the world.
That's good.
He came and died for the world, not just for you.
Yes.
So your prayers can be self-centered.
Amen. Amen. And that's so right. Just picking back on what you're saying, that is so right. But, you know, I'm like this. When you're praying and seeking God's face, people pop in your spirit, man. And you begin to pray for them. Amen.
Amen.
When you're not selfish.
That's right.
Amen. You may say today, well, I'm going to fast for them. They might not even know you fasting for them. And they're going through a situation. Amen. And I love what you said, because we have to. Jesus didn't look that way. He was not selfish. We shouldn't be selfish.
That's right.
Even when we driving down the road and we see someone, they going through, you could tell in their mind they going through something or something is happening, we should begin to pray. Do you know our prayers will change that situation on their life or whatever they going through?
Amen.
We can speak, Lord, we speak on their mind, Lord Jesus. Amen. Speaking their family, you never know what they're going through, but we are required to do that. Amen.
That's right.
Glory to God. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Apostle, praise God. How can we develop a strong faith in prayer?
Well, when we pray the will of God, when we pray the will of God.
Amen. Amen.
When we pray the will of God, when we pray the will of God, it changes.
Amen.
Yeah, when we pray the will of God, there is, when we pray his will,
yes,
then
yes,
his purpose in our lives become established.
Yes.
And this is because he said, this is the will of my Father's concerning you. So a lot of times, excuse me, that we begin to develop,
yes,
a relationship in him is still speaking his purpose and declaring his purpose. You know, a lot of times we don't understand. Jesus said, the words that I speak, they're alive. They are spirit. And when we begin to speak those words and declare those words,
yes,
it's as if the Lord Jesus is saying it, because it's, yes, his words. He said that the things that I say, it is not of my own.
Yes.
It is of my Father. And prayer goes in conjunction with it, because of the fact that when we're seeking God and we pray to the Lord, we're praying his words in the earth.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Amen. And just piggyback on what you were just saying, praise the Lord. Amen. Praying the will of God. Do you know sometimes you can, you know, get in a situation where you see things and you want to do things, and we all have desires. Praise the Lord. We all have desires. I want to do this. I want to do that. Lord, I want to, you know, and the first thing when we have those desires, because we only human, the next thing that we should be saying, well, Lord, but not my will, that will be done. So I want to be in, I want my desires to line up with your desires for me, God. Amen. And sometimes when the desires does not happen for a person, have you ever consulted the Holy Spirit to say, well, maybe that wasn't his desire for you? Amen. Instead of just getting upset about it, because we want to line up with what our daddy wants for us. I guarantee you, when you do that, you won't even go wrong. Even if you out seeking something, you could be seeking a house. And, oh, God, I got to have this house. Lord, I want this house. But is that God's desire for you to get this house?
And can I just, the scripture tells us this here. It says,
amen,
that it is in the pleasure of God to give us,
yes,
our heart's desire.
Yes.
And then another interpretation or transliteration.
Yes.
And so it pleases him. The Bible says that if he spared not his own son,
yes,
and deliver him up for us all, how will he not give us all things, or good things?
Amen.
Every perfect,
amen,
gift, every good gift comes from the Father above, of whom there is no variableness,
yes,
neither shadow. In other words, no respect of a person.
Yes.
And stop playing, praying this right here. And a lot of people say, well, Lord, if it's your will, you will heal me. Lord, if it's your will, I'll get
that
the house.
Is
stop
his will.
Saying
come
that.
Come on, come on.
That's not of God. It's his will for you to be healed. It is your will for you to prosper.
Yes.
It is your will to, because you're acknowledging him. He said, ask that your joy,
yes,
may be full.
Yes.
See, and so he didn't say just that. That's his will for us,
yes,
to walk,
yes,
in those things, to be,
yes,
happy in him.
Yes. That was what I was, just picking back on what you were saying with God in the house. What I was going to say, praise God, at that moment, that may not be the season for you to grab it, that house. Amen.
Yes,
I've,
yes,
experienced that. It may not be the season. God may, if things may come up and happen, you may get sick. God knows what's going to happen before we know. Everything is predestined. Amen. Then you turn around and say, oh, okay, I see now. God didn't want me to have it right now, but he still turn around and give it to you.
Yes, yes.
Maybe amen. Not at that moment. So what I'm saying, that's no reason to get upset because it don't happen right then. Amen. That's not mean it won't happen. Because amen. He desired for us, like you were saying, he desired for us to have, his desire for us to have good things, awesome things. Amen. But so what I'm saying is for somebody, because it did happen right then, that don't mean God not going to do it. That's what I'm saying. Amen. That's not, doesn't mean he's not going to give you that job you desire, that house you desire. It's a job I've been praying for every bit of 3 years.
Well, see, that's when you talk
and
about discernment.
What? I got it now. Come yes. on now.
Yeah, and you're talking about discernment because a lot of times yes. you can want something and yes. then you could, not having spiritual discernment, you yes. could want that house and that may not be perhaps the house God wants you in.
Yes.
Or that specific right. job, but he knows
praise
that.
Praise God. Go ahead, prophet.
Oh, I wanted to clarify
yes,
this. You
yes.
said we got to know the will of God. The will of God is God's word.
Yes.
So when you know the word, you're walking in the will.
That's I yes, love yes. it. Love it. Amen.
That's what we said, yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. That is awesome. Praise God. Praise God. We want to thank you for joining us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Our time is up. Praise God. We had an awesome time with you talking about pray more. Amen. Talk less. And we want you to join us
tomorrow.
Yes,
tomorrow at
Soul Harvest Ministries. Praise God. 582 Plantation Drive, Millerbird, Florida. Amen. 32068 at 11:45. We desire for you to be there. We're going to have an awesome experience. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
And you've been listening to Live Prophetic Infusion.
Yes.
Amen. Today is pray more and talk less.
Amen. And you be blessed.
And you be blessed. Till
amen.
Next time.
Thanks for joining
that was
us
good.
For Infusion with Americus and Clarice Cheney. If you would like to correspond with or contact this ministry, you can follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And visit them online at soulharvestfamilyworshipministries.org.